Joyfully Lutheran, Chapter 6, The Sixth Commandment. You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we lead a sexually pure and decent life in what we say and do, and husband and wife love and honor each other. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. Proverbs 5:18. So that we lead a sexually pure and decent life in what we say and do. Of all the things sin has distorted and destroyed, none is more horribly on display in this world than sex and marriage. Outside the bonds of marriage, a man and wife, sex as lust distorts life, sends countless people on a lonely quest for pseudo-satisfactions, leaves in the wake faith, fatherless children, broken families, pain beyond belief, and the greatest social ills. The Bible condemns unchaste talk. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:4. The Bible universally condemns sex outside of marriage. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Our world is filled with the misuse of sex, and our sinful flesh is no help. How can Christians possibly find the strength and aid to live chastely? Jesus. The answer to all sexual sin, whether one is married or unmarried, is Jesus. Repent daily. Avoid opportunities for the flesh. Cling to Jesus in his word. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Christians are not sinless. They are in the struggle against sin. Romans 7. And husband and wife love and honor each other. Even after millennia, Adam's joy still leaps from the pages of Genesis. This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Genesis 2:23. There's hardly a gift more glorious and wonderful than male and female. Jesus emphatically affirmed the gift of sex within marriage between a man and a woman. Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Matthew 19:4-6. This commandment is aimed directly at the state of marriage. Mark well how gloriously God honors and praises this estate. Large Catechism 1, Part 1, Paragraph 206. God created marriage for the blessed companionship of mutual sacrificial love, the joy of attraction, affection, courtship, and becoming one flesh with one spouse is undeniable. The Apostle Paul forever captured the glorious spirit of a Christian marriage. As Christ is the loving, caring head of the church, and as the church bows its will to love and serve its Savior, Ephesians 5:22-33, so the wife is to submit to love and serve her husband. Paul provides similar and likewise extremely difficult divine instruction for the husband. As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water and with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish, in the same way husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, Ephesians 5:25-28. Both husband and wife live to serve the other. Paul's description of God's intent for marriage gives neither license for a domineering tyrant of a husband nor for a wife's subservience, bowing in fearful trepidation to the whim of such a tyrant. She is a helper fit for him, Genesis 2:18. Marriage is a partnership of spiritual equals before God, of sexual, intellectual, and spiritual partners growing together in love through every joy and sorrow shared. Marriage is God's gift that those married may live a sexually pure and decent life in what they say and do. It is the only God-pleasing context for sexual intercourse. Marriage, love, and sex belong together. For where marital chastity is to be maintained, man and wife must by all means live together in love and harmony. Large Catechism, Part 1, paragraph 219. But how is this possible? Jesus loves marriage. Every married couple and every young person contemplating marriage should read and reread the account of Jesus' first miracle at the wedding at Cana. Jesus was invited. He went. Such weddings were joyous occasions, just like today. But among Jewish people of the day, they lasted a full week. There's no prudishness on Jesus' part. Quite the contrary. It was the steward's job to keep the wine flowing all week long, not too little so that the party would wane, and not too much so that there would be drunkenness, always condemned in the Bible. The wine ran out. Jesus' mother suggested they approach Jesus about the problem, and the result? He turned water into 150 gallons of wine, so good it was said, "You have saved the best for last." Jesus could hardly have more wonderfully and joyously expressed his support for marriage. We need this support in our marriages today, perhaps more than ever. Jesus provides wonderful help for marriages. He taught that marriage is God's creating and doing. What God has joined, Matthew 19, verse 6, the first promises to Adam and Eve still hold. Be fruitful and multiply, Genesis 1:28. Have kids. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them, Psalm 127, verse 5. Contrary to our cleave and leave worldview of marriage, God taught that man and woman are to leave parents and only then cleave to each other. In the midst of sin against God and spouse, sins against family and children, how can a marriage survive? God has placed his fortress around it in this commandment. Marriage may only be broken by adultery and desertion. How can love and joy grow? Only by regularly hearing God's word of law and gospel, only by the life-giving forgiveness of Christ, only by being forgiven and speaking forgiveness to my spouse. Stay away from church at the peril of your marriage. What of those not given to marry for whatever reason? Must a joyous life elude them? Jesus, our Savior, lived a chaste and decent life in word and deed. And he did it for us as an example, but especially as one who fulfilled the law perfectly in our stead. God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Galatians 4:4-5. In Jesus, no matter the challenge, is joy. Why am I joyfully Lutheran? I rejoice that God has given the gift of marriage and the gift of chaste and decent life to those married or unmarried. Even though I fall in sin, I know that Jesus has kept this commandment for me, and in repentance and faith, God sees me only as his perfect and chaste child. And we pray. Lord Jesus, you have instructed us that God the Father is the author of marriage, and we are to honor marriage in every way. We know from Cana that you love and approve of marriage and approve of marriage of man and woman. We know that you love children. Let the little children come to me. We know you are pleased when husband and wife lead lives of love and service to each other. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of marriage and for the gift of chaste life in word and deed for all your children. I confess my horrid sins against you and my spouse. My life is fouled and soiled with sins. I do not honor marriage as I ought, and I too often fail to love and serve my spouse. Dear Lord, I have nothing to plead but your righteous and sinless life, your sexually pure and decent life in every way. Cover the multitude of my failings. Forgive my sins. Strengthen me for love and service tomorrow. Be present in all Christian marriages and provide for them just as you did at Cana on the day, blessed day of your first miracle. Amen.